police fired rubber bullets and made dozens of arrests in an effort to quell sporadic outbursts of anti-foreigner violence in the Johannesburg area. The violence began 1 week ago in Alexandra, a township in northeastern Johannesburg, but has since spread to more than a dozen mostly impoverished communities around the city. Several thousand foreigners, primarily from neighboring countries, have taken refuge in police stations, churches, and government buildings. Many of them say they were chased from their homes by mobs wielding sticks, knives, and rocks. Some have lost all their belongings. Dozens of homes have been torched and shops looted. The victims say they are accused of taking jobs in public houses away from South Africans and of being responsible for the country's high crime rate. But police spokesman Govinsami Mariamutu said the attacks have been mostly criminal in nature.
When one looks at the victims as well, they are South African citizens. So this is pure criminal.
South African President Thabo Mbeki has urged police to move quickly to establish the causes and persons responsible for the violence. But he also urged ordinary South Africans to take a stand.
It's important that the communities themselves should not stand aside and say this, and just say this is a police matter, that they should themselves act together with the police, and together we should say it's very, very wrong and unacceptable that there should be this kind of violence.
Mr. Mbeki said he would create a commission to investigate the incidents. Former President Nelson Mandela and leaders from across the political spectrum have condemned the attacks. Many recall that they were accorded asylum in neighboring countries during the anti-apartheid struggle. Analysts say some anti-foreigner feelings are due to South Africa's economic difficulties, characterized by 40% unemployment, 10% annual inflation, and major increases this year in prices for food and basic goods. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.